Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have an incredibly special guest, Karen Stewart, who worked for the National Security Agency. Then she became a whistleblower. While she worked there, she was an intelligence analyst. And she retired after 28 years. And it is so great to have you on here, Karen.
Well, it's very special to be invited. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, a night with Karen is a wonderful evening. you bring so much with you. And
well, thank you. It's lovely. It's lovely to talk with all of you guys.
Yeah, it sure is. What would you like to speak about first? I'm going to let you take the field pretty much, and simply because I listened to your video that you sent me, and it sounded great. I kind of liked that particular, I don't know, protocol for this broadcast, I think. It would work out great.
Oh, I appreciate that.
We can go back and forth, or you can take the floor and just pause 3 seconds, and then I'll know you want me to jump in or just say, hey, Frank, what do you think?
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah, last time you asked me on, I had actually just finished writing an affidavit where I said, you know what, I did this investigation in Florida when I was there in 2015, 2016, and NSA had started up my harassment yet again. And so I had investigated and found out to my satisfaction that the Fusion Center was absolutely totally involved and that they were the center of all of the stalking harassment in my case. And I think in the vast majority of cases, I think in some cases, there's a nearby military base or post or something that actually is harming people and directing the harm to them. But in the vast majority of the cases, I do think that the fusion centers are basically getting the people together, training them, and sending them after us for money. You know, just to pretend that we're terrorists and there are 100,000 terrorists in their town when there might be 3, you know. So I had done my investigation and I said, you know, I think I better write this down. And then I wrote it all down in the most logical form I could think of and then had it notarized and I signed it and I was offering it to people, you know, for their cases or just for them, you know, to have some kind of testimony to that effect. So it was kind of fortuitous timing. I was able to get on your show and talk about it and then send you a copy and say anybody who wanted a copy was certainly welcome to have it. In the meantime, I have gone to trying to do some interviews since December. And I know we're already in May, so it's not that big a deal. But since December, I'd done about 5 interviews. And one with Veritas Radio, I think 2 with Sons of Liberty, and I forget the second name, that there was a show that merged with them. And then Chris Doerr, D-O-O-R, I did an interview with her, and one of the people that I knew said that she particularly liked that one because she thought it explained the gang stalking phenomenon pretty well, enough for her to send it out to people to listen to try to explain what was going on. And I've sent you links to all of those as well to give out if you wish, you know. So I, like I said, I was rather happy to have done those interviews because it was to an audience that was not TI's. It was totally to a brand new audience. In fact, one of the interviews a little while back was with Richie from Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that on there. That's fantastic. To get an audience of non-TIs is one of the best things that we can do. Because here you are, an NSA whistleblower, okay, right out of the gate just about. And they cannot doubt you. I mean, they're going to look
well,
at
they
you.
Well, they can.
Well, they can, but it's not likely, you know. So I think it's fantastic, and it's great to have you here. And what I was going to ask a question, but it totally slipped my mind. Let me see. The fusion centers. Now, you've hunted down all the proof, apparently, that you need through NSA to find out your information on fusion centers.
Actually, no, I didn't go through NSA. What I did in Florida, NSA had used their own people going from about 2005 or 6 into 2009 to stalk and harass me because they wanted to fire me to keep me quiet about a honeypot operation that was going on at NSA. And they had stolen credit for my work and stolen a double promotion meant for me to promote the woman who was sleeping her way through the Weapons of Space Directorate. And I'd found out and started asking questions. So they were desperate to get me the heck out of there, you know, because they didn't want anyone to listen to me. So they did end up firing me in 2009, using the very same methodology that all of us are familiar with, in that they started rumors, they used slander and libel to say, oh, she's done something wrong, but we just can't tell you exactly what, you know, but we need to fire her. And so they finally got some traction in 2009, fired me. Excuse me. And I sued them. You know, I finally found a lawyer, which was incredibly difficult because NSA was listening to my phone calls. And then I had one lawyer tell me that after I'd spoken to him about representing me and suing NSA for firing me illegally, you know, retaliatory firing me for no cause whatsoever, he said that NSA had called him up and threatened him and said, you know, if you represent her, then we'll basically destroy your practice. So that's what they had been doing for quite a while. And they probably did that to about, I don't know, 20 lawyers and law firms. And I finally was able to get a lawyer to hire when I went out of state. I actually hired a law firm in Georgia. And after talking to all the lawyers I could in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., there were only two law firms in the United States that would take a federal case like that. One was in Texas and one was in Georgia. So I had to go out of state to get representation because NSA had so thoroughly sabotaged my efforts to get a lawyer.
That's the way it happens sometimes. If you're in one particular area, they poison that whole entire area, and the only way you can get any type of fair trial is to get away from there, correct?
Well, I guess they didn't expect that I would call this particular law firm, and I spoke to the head of the law firm, and I told him the story, and I said, well, you know, NSA basically says I'm crazy, so that, you know, people shouldn't represent me because you don't represent crazy people and waste the court's time. And he said to me, he said, well, Mrs. Stewart, I've been talking to you for about, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour. And he said, I don't think you're crazy. And he said, we will take the case. And so they worked on it for quite some time. The unfortunate upshot of that was that they did get the case accepted by the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in Baltimore. They did get it accepted by them, which means they looked at the case we presented them and said, okay, you have enough for us to actually hold a hearing at some point, so we will accept your case. So they took it and put it on the hearing queue, and it sat there on the queue for 8 years. And in the spring of 2018, the judge either did this himself or he allowed somebody to get into my case sitting there at the EEOC under his auspices and strip it of every single thing in the case. And then he notified my lawyer and said, well, you know, I looked at your case and you've got nothing. So I'm going to rule in NSA's favor and dismiss the case.
Yeah, that was terrible. I remember hearing about that. Are you ready to take questions yet?
Oh, absolutely. That's fine.
Okay, we have Marilyn from Ohio and Richard from North Carolina. Ladies first. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Hello, Ms. Stewart. Hi, Frank. This is Marilyn from Ohio. I live in Kettering, Ohio. And I hope that you're safe during this pandemic and with the targeting. I wanted to ask you, do you think that low IQ has anything to do with the people who are choosing to be predatory stalkers and hive mind R&M stalking? And I'm wondering if these people might be slightly off intellectually to kind of just stalk us for years and focus so much of their own personal life on one individual in such a global way. What do you guys think about IQ and the perpetrators?
I think they're right. Okay, go ahead, Karen. I'll put my two cents in, I guess. I think their IQs are rather on the low side. It's opinion. Go ahead.
I was going to say that from the people, I mean, in Florida, when they started stalking and harassing me, at NSA in 2009, of course, it would have been the NSA security goons, is what I call them. And of course, using that term tells you right there what I thought of their IQ. But the civilians that they involved in 2015, 16, and beyond, I thought were rather dull-witted, you know, a lot of them. Naive, dull-witted, criminally bent people who are sociopathic in that they're not empaths. They cannot empathize with anybody else. They just basically are out for themselves. And I do think they're rather dull-witted and, just not emotionally able to connect with people the way that we are. So I would say that there's something to that. Now, there are people, there was one in Florida whose license tag said FSU, which is Florida State University, Prof, P-R-O-F, professor. So he wasn't terribly dull-witted to be a professor, though he didn't necessarily have to be a genius. There's just something, I think you're right, there's something off about them that they would believe this and that they would act on it. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I was going to add that they seem to be not shoe size IQ, but below that. And I know that a lot of the NSA people, even probably the goons, aren't as low as that, or are they? But that's my observation from my own perps. And since I started radio, I get hammered. Especially on Monday or Sunday. It seems to be their favorite time to try and make me lose sleep so that Monday I'll be in tough shape.
Ah. I'm not surprised. Anything to sabotage. I mean, there is somebody, I didn't coin this term, but somebody coined it. I love it. He basically started calling them stock roaches instead of cockroaches. But I love that
excellent.
Term.
I love that.
Exactly.
We'll have to hold on to that one.
I think it's particularly good because they seem to get into everything. You know, and my dad's parents are from the South, and I know that cockroaches can permeate everything. In fact, when we would stay with my grandparents, it would get to be about 11 o'clock, which is when they would go to bed all the time. And I tried staying up in their home past 11 o'clock, and the roaches were so used to coming out at 11 that they drove me into the bed. I said, okay, I give up. I'm going to bed. You know, because at 11 o'clock, they claimed the house. And so, I had to leave.
Yeah, there's the gang stalking community is something that physical gang stalking, I'm not really familiar with, but I know that it's paranoid driven. I mean, they drive people to the point where they're so anxiety ridden that they start running into poles. I mean, when this thing first starts. And I was at a very paranoid stage because you feel this new thing going on, this V2K, this R&M, and you can't find an explanation for it because you haven't found the targeted community yet. So we have a period of time, I would say an adjustment period, that we have to realize that, okay, they're there. They are people. It's not God or it's not a demon. They are people. And once you get that far, your logic will take over and you will notice that not everybody's looking at you except for the ones who are. Yeah, that's one of those things.
Well, it is, and you do have to be pretty confident, know yourself, and say, okay, I've never imagined things before, and I am definitely not imagining this because here's the pattern that I'm seeing for the last week or the last month or something like that. And so you know something is going on, and you're not quite sure what is wrong with these people, but you know it's them, it's not you. So you start taking notes, and you start analyzing what it is that you're seeing and how it's operating. And I tell people it's not who is doing it to you because the people change, but it's what they're doing to you that is the pattern. You know, it doesn't matter who comes out on the street and bangs their garbage can around or something like that. It's the fact that multiple people are doing that type of activity. So you know it's the activity that is being choreographed for your benefit. You know, you do start taking notes as to who it is, if you can, but you certainly can't take notes all over town as to who's doing what, because you don't have identifying markers on every single person who's at a restaurant or walks past you. You know, even though you can get that from writing down the license plate of a car, its make and model, et cetera, but that doesn't help you a whole lot if you're in a group situation, like I said, you know, at the gym or something like that, you know.
Right.
But we need to have confidence in ourselves that we're seeing something strange, you know?
Exactly. You have to identify it and logically make conclusions. Okay, we have Richard from North Carolina. He is a key person in our radio show.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I mainly wanted to say hello to Ms. Stewart and thank her for all the hard work that she's been putting forward and wishing her all the luck in the world, as well as that she'd be blessed for all the things that she's helping and working on for, well, on everyone's behalf. And I agree that some of the stalkers are probably pretty dumb and some are probably pretty smart. There's got to be some brains somewhere in the crowd. But anyway, just wanted to thank Ms. Stewart and say hello.
Well, I appreciate that, Richard. It's very nice to hear from you. And I appreciate what you're wishing me. And I hope that for the entire group, we need some kind of luck and we need some kind of blessing with this COVID stuff.
Okay.
And I hope everybody stays safe and healthy.
We have to go to commercial, folks. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Karen Stewart, who worked 28 years for the National Security Agency. And she worked as an intelligence analyst. And after some dirty dealings at the NSA, she turned whistleblower. And boy, did she blow that whistle. And the community thanks God for her, and she's fantastic. Go ahead, Karen.
You're very kind, Frank. I appreciate that. When this happened to me, I was depressed for myself. And then I started giving interviews and finding out that all of you guys existed. And then I just kind of got rid of the depression. I said, by God, this is not standing. And so I've been working to try to expose it and get it stopped ever since, because it just really, really ticked me off that my country, our country, would do this to us. It would cannibalize us. And I said, this is just not tolerable. I cannot stand for this to happen to one person.
Okay. We have Midge Mathis in the green room.
Hey, Midge.
Hey, Karen. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I just want to thank you so much for all that you've done for the community. Karen and I go way back, and she
Absolutely.
Taught me a lot in the beginning. And I was lucky enough to get to meet her last year in person. But Karen, you are remarkable and in every way. And I just can't thank you enough for all that you are doing to expose this criminality and these heinous crimes. I call it the modern day killing fields.
That's an apt description. Well, I need to thank you too, because you've done some phenomenal things, and I appreciate Targeted Justice, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
And thank you. Well, all of us, anyone who's doing anything to expose these crimes, right, to shut down the program, my hat's off to everyone. So, And like you, I think it's profound what you said, that, when you start to help others, when you help yourself, because it gets you out of that me mode and out of that depression. So it is when I started helping others as well that things got focused for me and my life got better. So anyhow, thank you for all that you do. I won't keep you. Thank you so much.
Well, same for
thank
me.
Thank you, Midge.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
I want to add very, very quickly. I mean, there are some of us who are in a position to do what we're doing. And there are other people who call and say, gee, you know, I want to get more involved, but I have a child and I don't want something to happen to a child. Or I have a job and I don't want to lose a job. And what I tell them is that there are a lot of people who can do what we're doing. I got a partial retirement, you know, so I don't have to look for a job. I don't have to worry about people sabotaging me at work and making me lose the job, making me homeless, et cetera, et cetera. So I tell people, do what you're comfortable doing, but do not endanger yourself, because there are those of us who can do more because we're put in a position where we're a little luckier. And so never, never feel bad that you're not out doing this or that. I want you to know that your main duty is to stay afloat, to stay safe, and to stay healthy, so that when we get heard, your voice is there with us. Okay?
Okay. We have Karen from Boise, Idaho. She'd like to ask you a question, Karen.
Hey.
Hey, Frank. Hi, Karen. This is Karen R.
Yes.
You know me. How
yes.
are you?
We're surviving. We're
healthy. Okay. I know we've discussed many things, but I have always forgotten to ask you this because I wanted your opinion on this. Do you think that any of this, I know they do the non-consensual experiments on us. Do you think that any of this has to do in any way with what they were doing with the Stanford prison experiment back in the 70s? Do you know about that experiment they were doing?
You know, I've heard that they have been to certain prisons and did certain things, but I don't have the specifics on that one. But it sounds like this is just anything and everything they can get away with. You know, we're thrown into this new
right.
group of untouchables, and they're allowed to do anything they want to us based on the post 9/11 laws that are so incredibly unconstitutional that they have purposely misinterpreted them as saying that, oh, we can kill any terrorist, and we can basically call anybody a terrorist we want without any type of proof. Therefore, we can just basically designate innocent people as biospecimens and do what we want with them. So, I mean, it's just been a huge open door of abuse from the start. And I think that's what they intended. And then when the congressman fell into writing this, they gave them what they wanted for the pre-planned abuse. So they just needed all kinds of biospecimens and things like that for all kinds of uses or abuses. And this is part of it.
Now, I've often wondered if they wanted to find out who the real terrorists are, because in
okay.
my not-so-humble opinion,
we have to go to station identification. Sorry.
We'll come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have an incredibly special guest, Karen Stewart, NSA whistleblower, intelligence analyst, retired at 28 years. So, welcome back, as I've said. And we have three in the queue. And we still have Marilyn here, too, as well. So, ladies first, Lorraine from Kentucky. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Hi.
Keep it down, Joyce.
This is Lorraine in Kentucky.
Hey.
I'm not sure if you remember me. I lived in Corrupton, New Jersey, and moved to Kentucky just about a year ago. But I first want to thank you so much for all the flyers you've created. Everybody out there, Karen has created some amazing flyers. One is called Make Work for Morons Program, and I make sure to post that all over the place. I just love it. Because, you know, when the boots on the ground break into my house, I want them to know that I know what they're up to. And that leads me to my question. It's not discussed enough about the boots on the ground, these people that are prancing around your property, breaking in, vandalizing. And since I'm here in Kentucky, 16 of my nonprofit rescue cats have been murdered.
Oh, dear God.
16.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Karen,
yeah, it's unheard of. So what is the justification? I mean, I know you were talking about the Patriot Act allows them to run wild and do whatever they want to do. However, this is above and beyond of what is even reasonably acceptable as far as torture. Torturing of animals, the murdering, the poisoning, the break-ins, burning holes in walls. We're not talking about little things here. These are heavy-duty crimes. So, in your experience, have you heard that this kind of abuse happens, or does it happen more to people that own a house versus renting? property? Because when you rent, you don't own the four walls. Well, what is your experience with this?
Well, the people who tell me about this type of thing, and I know about the animal abuse, and it just, I mean, the abuse that they do to you as a human being, of course, is unacceptable in any terms, you know, for any excuse. And then the fact that they go on and move to your animals or your, let's say your elderly mother in a facility, or, you know, your cousin who, you know, every so often has lunch with you, for Pete's sake, you know, they're out to punish you. And I heard somebody talking about the fact that she was quote unquote friends with two people, turned out to be perps, and they tried to get her to join on board, and was telling her that they were told it was social justice, that these people have done something, that we know that they've done it, and we can't really punish them through the law, so by golly, we're going to teach them a lesson by doing all this stuff to them. And I say, yeah, but you're talking about saying that, you know, Lucinda over here jaywalked, so let's kill her horse. I mean, it's totally disproportionate, and Lucinda probably didn't even jaywalk. And how you can get people on board with this idiotic notion that you can punish them worse than if they were a child molester for not doing anything is beyond me. But I think that there's a psychological ploy here where people are told they become something, a part of something big and great, and that even though they may, and I've said this before, they may be absolutely totally insignificant people who would never on their own accomplish anything, they're given a chance, so to speak, of becoming a part of a greater group that, by golly, they're out to get social justice and do this and that. And I said, but it doesn't make any sense. And here we get back to the people who don't have sense and they're not particularly intelligent. You know, it doesn't make sense to break the law to punish somebody supposedly for breaking the law. You know, they just don't seem to be able to grasp that lack of intelligence or intellectual response, you know. I think it's, you know, for some of them, I think it's fun. I think that they have a sadistic side where they're told they're part of a group. They get to do anything they want to a person. It brings out the meanness, the sadism, the bullying in someone. And they say, oh, you know, here I get to do something that, gee, I've always wanted to do this to somebody, but I always was afraid of getting caught. And now I'm not going to get caught and I'm not going to get punished. And so the really evil side of people is brought out by this program. I say that they basically set a trap to identify sociopaths in society. And I think a lot of the sociopaths are the ones who jump at this.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That they can, you know, get these groups of people to inflict this kind of harm. But the people behind the scenes, the ones that, for instance, for me, the people that placed me in this program are like malignant narcissists.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a malignant narcissist, all you have to do is look at them the wrong way, and you're evil. If you don't agree with them, something as minute as disagreeing with somebody nicely can set one of these people off, like in a tirade. That's how dysfunctional they are.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lorraine. We have a time constraint, as you know.
Oh, right. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Karen, so much.
Certainly.
Lorraine. And Lorraine's been a guest on here a couple of times. As a matter of fact, quite recently. We have Ollie from West Virginia who wants to give you her phone number.
Oh, let me get something to write with.
Then after that, we have Bob from Colorado.
Okay, let me see. Ollie, O-L-L-I-E. Okay.
Yep.
All and right, I have a pen.
The phone number is 3.
All right, I got it.
All right. She does not want to come on the air. She just wanted to hopefully have you give her a call.
Okay, all right.
We have Bob from Colorado.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I tell you what, I wish I could do the same thing because there are certain things I don't like to talk about. I'm a retired police officer from Philadelphia, 25 years. I went through the FBI National Academy, and I have seen a lot of things in going through the FBI National Academy. I've been acclimated to have certain ideologies to, you know, take government grants, and of course there's always something that goes along on the bottom line and nobody reads. And I can see how even the government, and whether it's NSA, it makes no difference, CIA, FBI, you name them all, and they have their fingers into all these COG governments, the Council on Governments. And they have got these people so taken in by their money that they know, just like this stupid coronavirus. I mean, hospitals get $43,000 or $40,000 if they write down coronas. But I don't want to go there with you as far as that goes, being a cop. What I wanted to ask was two things. Number one, I am assuming that you have a family, or used to. I don't know how far your family is now at this point, but how does this keep your family intact when you're telling the truth? And if they have the power to shut down everything that you try to do, and it goes back, and this reminds me of Gene Hackman and Will Smith. If you remember that movie where that guy, innocent guy, happened to catch that senator being shot in the neck with a needle, pushed into the lake, and it was a suicide. Until somebody had a video of it. And I really do think Hollywood, I'm 68 years old, and everything I've seen and putting everything together now, Hollywood tells us what's coming. We've had movies, pandemics, and all that. We've had, like I said, with the movie with Gene Hackman and so forth, that the CIA can track you anywhere you want to go. So now my second question with that is, how do you go on your life trying to live as private life as you can with talking to people on the phone, because everything we do is recorded? So do you have to do like secret code to meet people to even get your word out? Because I'm really interested. I have so much I could say, but you know, you're a little bit different from me. You're way high up there, and I was just some little tiny cop in Philadelphia. So, but I was hoping there's certain channels or something you might know, to where people can get their information out with their things that they've gone through, to maybe do it a little bit more secure, if you know that secure way. And I'll listen to your comment offline, and it is a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, okay. That's very kind. I would say go ahead and give Frank your phone number, and then I'll get it from him later to speak with you. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being a police officer, because yes, that is no small thing, you know, because any time that you go to work, it might be your last time. So I appreciate the fact that you spent years and years accepting that as a danger, and one that you would go through for all the rest of us. So I do thank you for that.
I thank now, you as well. And a police officer is on duty 24 hours a day. Most people don't realize that.
That's true. As far as secure comms and things like that, without special equipment and things like that, I don't really imagine that anything I do or say is private or secret. There are other, I mean, there are things on the market that you can, let's see now, I haven't used this for a very long time, but I used this in 2009. It was a special CD that you put into your computer, and it basically kind of masks what you're doing. And I would use that to get into something that was called WooMail, because I was so frustrated with NSA sabotaging every law firm, you know, contact that I had, that I started using that. And then it took them a few weeks, but they broke into that. And if you look up WooMail, which is W-O-O-M-A-I-L, they actually took down the entire Woo Mail service because they had such a hard time breaking into it that they threatened the man who owned it and destroyed Woo Mail. So I have done almost everything that I could out in the open because I don't have anything to hide, you know. And if I want to do something without them knowing about it, then I'll, you know, give somebody a handwritten note, or I will mail a handwritten letter not using my own return address on the outside, you know.
Hey, so, Karen, we have Marilyn from Ohio who is still on, who would like to ask you another question. Go ahead.
Right. Hi, I wanted to quote something that Frank had said and then ask a question. The skull should be designated as a domain of absolute privacy. No one should be able to probe an individual's mind against their will. We should not permit it with a court order. We should not permit it for military or national security. We should forego the use of the technology under coercive circumstances, even though using it may serve the public good. What do you think the victims, the survivors who have synthetic telepathy, V2K, do you have any suggestions on how we can stop it, even coping, any kind of activism? It's specific. It's a specific type of targeting that's quite terrifying for many people. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I agree 1,000% with what Frank said. That should be absolutely, totally off limits. As far as the V2K, I've been told by, I think, Jax and Deb K, that they found that the Aftershock's bone-conducting earphones are disrupting V2K such that it's frustrating the people who are perpetrating that on other people. So if you have, I don't know, $69, $79, that would be the cheapest bone-conducting earphone that's on the market, and you can walk into Best Buy and buy one on the shelf. And I would suggest to people not buying through mail because it'll be tampered with or it'll be destroyed by the time you get to it. So if you have that kind of money, then walk into Best Buy and get yourself a pair and try them out, because you charge them for about 2 hours and then you have bone conducting earphones playing and disrupting the V2K for about 6 hours. And I know people have gotten two sets so that they can play that as continuously as possible. So that is very promising to me. Now, I've been told too that if you wear it as much of 24/7 as possible, even sleep in it, that it can disrupt other things like what you're talking about, potentially the neural monitoring, et cetera, et cetera. So right now, that's the best idea that I've come across. So I'd suggest trying that. Now, Deb K and I think Jax have been using this for, I don't know, 60, 70 days, something like that. So I would try it. It sounds promising to me.
Okay. We have Bob from Colorado. Go ahead, Bob. Okay. Here's
I'll get
Bob's
that from you, Frank.
Number.
Okay. Well, I don't know that he wants it put over the radio, so you can just, you know, email it to me or Skype it to me or something.
It's being blocked out. When I speak, the phone number is being muffed.
Okay. Well, I can pass you mine. You know mine. You can give it to him. That's fine.
Okay. So, Bob, the phone number is, Karen, it's 71.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay. We're going to commercial, guys. Everybody that's on, hang on. We're coming back in a few.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening. Once again, from Boston, Massachusetts, my name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Targeted Massachusetts has presented one of the most wonderful people in the world who was a target like the rest of us, and that's Karen. And we have like 1 minute apiece for Lorraine from Kentucky. Can you sum up in 1 minute, Lorraine?
Hi, Frank. Thank you. Thank you so much, Karen, for all that you do. I really appreciate all the flyers you've created to really get the truth out there in quite a humorous way, because the general public is not aware of what's going on. Although with this pandemic, more and more people are seeking the truth, and I hope they stumble across our community as well. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. I so appreciate it.
Thank you, Lorraine. I'm just hoping to help.
Thank you, Lorraine. As always, you're the best. Okay, Karen from Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that what they do and are doing is They wanted to find out who the real domestic terrorists are and wanted to see how far the perps would go. That's just my personal opinion. And I want to thank you, Karen, for all that you do and for all your flyers and all you've done for the community and all you've done for me. You are a blessing on this earth, and I just can't thank you enough.
Okay, thank you. Marilyn, closing thoughts. 30 seconds. Okay. Marilyn must have dropped off.
Okay.
Go ahead, Karen.
Well, I wanted to thank all of you guys because I get help, I get encouragement, and I've never had such, you know, wonderful friendships. I mean, I have a best friend of 43 years, and she's magnificent. But the other friends that I've met in this group, you're just astonishing. You really are. I'm very blessed at this point in my life to know such friendship, to know such support. There are people who are scouring and articles and things like that and sending me very important things in email that I probably wouldn't have had time to find. And I so very much appreciate your work. I so very much appreciate your support, your kind words, your thoughtfulness. And I do want to thank all of you because it's not me. It's basically us. It's what I call Team TI. And we are helping and supporting each other. And I bless you all for doing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. This has been a wonderful broadcast, and it's shedding light on a lot of things. And many TIs are coming out and expressing their thoughts. And we've got a lot of people in the chat. Love you, Karen. Hi, Karen.
Love you guys.
It's fantastic. But I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.